up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Today, we're doing another GPT highlight. We're highlighting a GPT called Meme Magic. This is a GPT created by ratcgpts.com. And for those watching the video, I'll just go ahead and share my screen. The tagline on their website here, well, first of all, their website is ratcgpts.com. It stands for Risk Averse Technology Company, GPTs. And it says that you can find some of the earliest GPTs ever created. And the first one on the list is Meme Magic. And continuing down the page here, they give us a little blurb about their company. And it says that since GPTs were announced on November 6, 2023, RATC has led in the crafting of unique and useful GPTs. As of November 12th, over 30 GPTs with many more in development. And the first one on the list here is Meme Magic, the OG creative meme wizard. Just describe the type of meme you want and voila. So again, just looking at the RATC GPT site here, I can see that they have a ton of pretty interesting looking GPTs. They have a GPT creator. They have an Amazon scout, which can help you find Amazon products apparently. But a couple of that just caught my attention were the AGI pulse monitor. So AGI is artificial general intelligence, and it's a huge topic of discussion right now, rightfully so. Because it has some pretty huge implications. AGI, for those who don't know, stands for Artificial General Intelligence. And if you found your way to the AI Marketing Navigator, you probably know what that is. But if not, it's basically the type of artificial intelligence that we would recognize as matching or in some cases exceeding average human intelligence. Really, these AI systems would be capable of like reasoning, contextual reasoning across a broad range of different tasks and being able to solve a wide range or basically any problem that a capable human would be able to solve and really truly demonstrate the capability to learn. So there are some in the community and not in the community that think the moment AGI is achieved, we've kind of reached a sort of point of no return that will spell the end of mankind or humanity as we know it. There are some who think it will change the world for the better and solve economic problems and ecological problems and healthcare problems. I think it's probably a little bit of both, but I don't think there's much we can do to stop it now. AGI is definitely coming. And according to some ripples, it may have been achieved already. That was kind of the reason for some drama at OpenAI earlier this year or even in late 2023. I think it was back in November of last year. The board at OpenAI had lost some trust in Sam Altman and maybe that he wasn't doing what was proper in leading the company or leading the company very responsibly toward AGI and hadn't been clear about when or if they had or would reach AGI. There was a lot of rumors spinning around. Anyway, they eventually took Sam Altman back, but that's for another episode. But the topic of AGI is super fascinating to me. So the fact that they have this custom little GPT here that can monitor the development of AGI and look for blurbs in the news, I'm assuming, for you and update you, that's pretty cool. And also in that vein, they have this daily digest dispatcher, they call it, and it claims to be a diligent news reporter that'll keep you informed on all current news, both local and globally. If it happened recently, I know about it, is what it says. So we just talked yesterday about ways to come up with topic ideas, new topic ideation, and here's a GPT that's going to keep you updated on all the most recent news, and I would assume it can filter by topic, etc. Okay, but back to Meme Magic. So the reason I wanted to try out this GPT today is mostly inspired by a podcast and a LinkedIn page that I follow called Marketing Millennials. The podcast is hosted by Daniel Murray. And he's also the one behind the page. If you haven't listened or checked it out, definitely do so. I will link the Spotify page for the show in the show notes, but the LinkedIn page for Marketing Millennials kind of defined almost a new publishing strategy and became known for this new strategy of basically publishing just marketing memes on LinkedIn. And the page just became hugely successful. I think it has close to like 1 million followers, something like that. 991,000. So it's a strategy that I would definitely like to try out on my LinkedIn page. I enjoy the meme culture, although unlike most people in my generation, I'm not very literate in the meme culture. So if I can find a GPT like Meme Magic that can take my marketing topic or the point I'm trying to illustrate in a certain episode and find me the appropriate meme, I'm definitely going to try it out. So that's what we are going to do today. I'm going to take a couple of topics from some previous episodes and see if Meme Magic can generate us some funny memes, or if it just strikes out entirely. Who knows? We will find out together. Okay, so I am first going to come up. Well, first let's take a look at the GPT. Cut here. And here you should be seeing the Meme Magic chat interface, the GPT interface. They give us a couple things to start out, just as all the GPTs do. One is to create a Doge meme about being amazed by AI. So not too far off from what I'm looking for here for a couple of our episodes. We're looking at the AI Marketing Navigator page on Spotify for podcasters right now. And I think what I'll do is I'll take episode 29 that we did on Gemini and the context window race, and also episode 28 on Showrunner, the Netflix of AI, two episodes that I really enjoyed. And we'll see, like in for the instance of the context window race, I think somebody being impressed by the AI or something like that. And if we can illustrate the amazement at the speed of the context window that Google has achieved or how far ahead they are, I think that would be a good meme. Okay, so let's hop back over into the Meme Magic GPT. I just whipped up a little prompt. I said, create a Kermit the Frog meme. I'm pretty sure I've seen that. I think it's maybe the Emperor from Star Wars. So maybe it's not the most appropriate meme or something. But we'll see what it cranks out for us here. I said, create a Kermit the Frog meme about Google Gemini context window being so far ahead of the competition. So let's see what it spits out. It says, sorry, friend, I was unable to generate the image because it didn't follow our content policy. Please provide a different request and I'll be happy to create a meme for you. Okay, I should probably look into the content policy, but let's just see if we can take out the Kermit the Frog part and just say create a meme about Google Gemini context window being so far ahead of the competition. See what that does. Same thing. Sorry, friend, I was unable to generate because it didn't follow the content policy. So maybe because I'm saying competition, and I'm just going to try and use this live instead of actually like diving into their content policy right here, just so you guys can get an idea. Maybe this GPT just doesn't work. Let's see. Create a meme about AI context windows related to one another. Maybe because Google is in there as well. Let's see what that does. Okay, more promising here. Looks to actually be loading an image. Okay. Not super impressive, to be honest. Here's the result. If for those not able to watch, it's basically a couple of cartoon people along with these two robots. One kind of looks like the Android robot, one kind of looks like a old iPod or a Zune or something like that. And I will say that the spelling for the most part is correct, which I typically don't see when there's a lot of text or words. There is still some weird spelling going on and some incorrection, but They have a bunch of random speech bubbles, and it doesn't really make sense, to put it frankly. At the top, it says, "When your context window is on another level." So, I mean, that would make sense in on a meme, where there was some sort of impressive impression that has been made. That's kind of what I was going for, but they definitely struck out here on the first one. Their little reply is, "By the power of meme magic, here's your meme about AI context windows. Hope it brings a smile to your face." Abracadank meme. Love the reply. Would have loved a more helpful meme. Let's try again, just to give it another shot here. Let's try for another episode. Why don't we try the Netflix of AI? We can't say Netflix, of course, I would imagine. So let's try something. Create, or should I just say find a meme, maybe? Find a meme about AI streaming platforms being the future. See what that does. Okay. Not super meme styled. It looks more to me just like a graphic. For those of you who, again, aren't able to watch the screen share here, it's a bunch of little robots sitting in the living room having some robot beer, it looks like, watching a futuristic display with a bunch of streamers, and one is actually Netflix. So, they threw Netflix in here somehow, and there's Peacock on there, I see. So there's some logos in these that definitely aren't licensed because it's being pulled by AI. Who knows what all the nitty-gritty behind that is. But again, it's not really a meme. Doesn't really go with what I'm looking for. So I have to say, guys, meme magic is a strikeout for me. I'm going to keep looking for an AI tool that can produce a meme for now. But for now, you got to do the hard work by yourself. And I think, again, this is a good thing. This is a good thing. This is going to keep the content good and competitive. You got to do the work. And I have to go find memes, and I have to go learn the meme culture. So that's what I'm going to do. But check out the LinkedIn page, because I'm going to find those memes, and I hope they get you a chuckle out of you or something. So anyway, that's it for today's episode. If you enjoy the show or you find it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.